Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. What's up, guys? We are just starting this off on a chaotic start because before we started recording, Delaney and I were like,
let's clear our voices, clear our voices. You guys can probably tell I have like that deep, manly morning voice.
I feel like most of our pods, we do it like this, like first thing in the morning, just like get up and do it. But we have a little bit of a convo at the beginning, but I feel like very deep today.
Let's just see how this podcast goes. I'm curious to see what will unfold.
I know. Okay, so I wanted to tell Delaine. I kind of told her before we started recording, but I was like waiting for all my thoughts. The book Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston. I just finished reading it literally like 10 minutes ago, and I really loved it. And I think, Delaney, I think you would love it.
Like, what's it about?
I think you would love it. I know you said like reading is like annoying, you know, because like it's hard to get into it. But this, like, I feel like all the themes you would just like die over. Basically, it is about a boy named Alex and a boy named Henry. Alex is the first son of the United States, right? Okay. His mom is the president, so she's the first woman president, right? And then we have Henry, and Henry is the Prince of Wales of London, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like an enemies to lovers storyline, but those are like our two main characters. Mm-hmm. And basically, the story just like unfolds about how like government problems, how they like have their PR teams like perfectly craft these like stories around them. Alex from Texas. Because he talks about it a lot. And I always feel like when I read a book where I know what, like, I know what they're talking about, I feel like I like it even better. And they like go to Texas like two or three times, and he like talks about Austin, and he talks about like the street his house is on and the restaurants he likes. So I was like, oh, Delaney might like this. But I thought it was cool because it's just like, it's like government. It's like government slash like history kind of surrounded, but it's a love story, and it's more so like the ins and outs of it rather than just like, oh, my mom's the president. And the book takes place over the course of her re-election, so there's like scandals and there's you know, like dirty politicians, and it's crazy. But another like really cute part of it is like Henry, and obviously Henry, he like can't come out as gay because he's like a royal, and that's like against the crown's like rules or whatever. So it's like, it's like really cool. It like deals with those type of issues, but like within the government, so it's like something that like you can't really relate to because like, you know, our parents aren't the president, but they, it's like it makes you like be really relatable. I mean, it makes it be relatable. And then there's another really cute part that I loved. They like email each other back and forth, right? Because their phones could get like hacked, but like they have this like special like email personnel, right?
Yeah.
And oh, it's so cute because they're both like history nerds. At the end of every email, they go through and like they pick an excerpt from like a history book or like a letter or just something from like the past that like accurately describes how they feel. And then like it is just so, it's so cute. Like there was like a Hamilton and like whoever, whatever he was writing to, but it was like the most like poetic, like beautiful thing. And it was just so cute. It was really cute. But yeah, I just finished like 5 minutes ago. I liked it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a cute story. I like that.
Yeah. It's kind of long, but it like, I don't know. I think it's like worth the read. It took like a week, but you know, it was good.
Yeah. I really think you should read the Red Queen series.
I know. I meant to text you and ask what it was called because I forgot. And I just did another like book buy, but I forgot to text you. But yeah, I think my summer is just going to be reading. And honestly, the rest of life. So like I will read it. It's just when. Like I have to buy them. But I promise I will get to it eventually. But I read two books in 1 week last week. And then I know. I'm like obsessed. Like I'm on a roll.
Oh, I had something to tell you.
Oh my God.
This guy I work with, I don't remember what we were talking about, but he recommended this like manifestation book. And like me and him have never talked about like manifestation, like anything spiritual like that. Mm-hmm. He just brought it up and I was like, wait, is this the universe trying to get me to read this book? Because like, yeah, it was just out of the blue. And then he kept asking me about it. He was like, did you find the book?
Do you remember what it was called?
I can't remember the name.
Is it The Alchemist? He's at work today.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like a self-help book. It's like seven steps to success or something like that. Something like that. Because I told him, like, I wanted to be famous. He was like, all right, you should read this book. And he's like, did you find the book? And I'm like, is this my spirit guide talking through my work friend? Like,
no, it probably is.
But yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
No, that is crazy. It definitely is. Yeah. Because, like, why would he just randomly be like, read it,
yeah, I know? And it's crazy because this boy at work, I don't think he's ever going to listen to this, but he, like, doesn't talk at all. And it was just, like, a freak accident that we were, like, in the same, like, working position that mm-hmm. day. And we just were, like, casually chatting. He's like, you should read this book.
That's definitely like, spirit guides then.
He was a spiritual king.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've, like, really enjoyed it. Like, when we were in school or just, like, busy or whatever, I would read at night. But then now mm-hmm. that we're, like, kind of free, I'd, like, go out on my deck in the morning and I sit and mm-hmm. read until I'm bored. Like, I don't know. I feel like I get through books quickly, but, like, I really enjoy it. And I like sitting outside. And I don't know. I feel like that's, like, my little, like, happy time. You know, like how they're like, oh, fine, like your reading. Self-care moment. I feel like reading's like my self-care mm-hmm. moment. But I feel like I'm like...
Mine has been working out.
Oh, really? What? Actually, question. Yeah, like, what type of stuff do you do? Take me through it because I started going to the gym today. I'm literally posting a video mm-hmm. today called My Fitness Journey.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm like, curious. I feel like
I've really found like a good like workout routine for myself. I really like... I try to just do whatever, like, my body tells me I should do for that day mm-hmm. and not, like, have, like, preconceived, like, okay, I'm going to do legs today. I'm going to try and get a PR with, like, weights. Of like, I really don't do that much weights. Mm-hmm. But every day I go to the gym. I do the 12-3-30 challenge. Mm-hmm. But I do an incline of 14.
Oh, my God.
Instead of 12.
Damn.
And I'm like, oh,
my God, Delaney.
Really hard.
Yeah, that is really hard.
And it's like helped my legs get like really strong. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'll do like, if I'm feeling up to it, because I have this workout on the Stairmaster and it is so hard. I saw it on TikTok, but I've like added my own twist to it and it's literally so hard. So like, depending on what I want to do that day, I'll do the Stairmaster, but I haven't done it in a long time just because... afterwards I just want to kill over and die, and I know I look crazy to other people because of course a Stairmaster is like the tallest machine in the gym, so like everyone can see you and I'm like like tongue out, like just sweating, dying. But my older brother, he wants to be a personal trainer, I don't really know, but he sends my mom some workouts, so like sometimes I'll go over and do them with her, but those are really hard. So I don't want to do that. And the reason I don't want to do them because he likes high rep, high weight.
Oh.
And I don't want to like be bulky. Like,
yeah.
I just want to be like more healthy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, nah, that's good. You could do the workout. I'm going to go and do like abs. Like I plank a lot. I love planks.
TBT.
If you know, you know. But yeah, I do a lot of planks, and that's helped me with my core strength, stuff like that. But just little workouts. I don't do anything crazy because I don't want the bodybuilder look. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just think me being short and bodybuilder look, it just wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
But what do you do?
Okay, well, I've only been going for like a week and like 3 days. And for like the first week, I was just doing not 12-3-30, but just like a treadmill workout thing. Cause I was like, you know, I really don't care. Like, I just want something to do. Let's go on the treadmill. But then my legs were like super sore, but then like my upper, nothing mm-hmm. else was sore. And I'm like, this feels weird. Yeah. And I was going on TikTok. Damn TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell?
TikTok. I know, that's my main information source.
literally. And TikTok basically was like splurting at me, like, you got to do other stuff. You got to do other stuff. Yeah, you got to do other stuff. But then the other part of me is like, I just want to see what I like. Like you said, listen to my body. Like, do what I feel. Do what feels right. So then on Saturday, I started it. And then I did it today on Monday. This is girl. Her name's like Tamara. I don't know what her last name is. But she's like popular for like her Trader Joe hauls. And she's like, she does workout stuff. Mm-hmm. And she basically created like a workout thing that's like day one, day two, whatever. So I was, Saturday I followed her and Monday I followed her. And on Monday it was a chest and like bicep. Oh my God. I feel like how I felt after my breast reduction, like my chest. How, seriously, like tight, it hurts. I can't lift anything. Yeah. Like, that hurt. I just showed Delaney. I lifted my arm a little bit and I'm like in pain. And I did this on Saturday. So then today I took off Sunday because I was, it was really bad. So then today I did like back and abs and then cardio at the end. But like, so it's only been like a day or two of trying it out. But we'll see what it does. I mean, I don't know. I was just like doing a bunch of research and it was saying that like, I was doing low rep, low weight. Like, I only did, like, 3 sets of, like, 10 with, like, 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was saying that like, that could give you, like, core strength and, like, since you can't, like, target fat, you know, it'll just do, like, a full body. So I think that's what I'm going to try to do, but I'm just going to do trial and error. And like you said, like, do what feels right. I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to go do something I don't want to do. So, and like you said, it's just about being healthy. Like, I really couldn't give a shit how I look. I just feel like I laid in the house all day. I mean, I laid in the house all year. Sat at this desk, did nothing.
Yeah.
And now I feel like life's going to get back to life. And I don't, like, I want to be confident going outside, you know, and like feeling good in my outfits and whatever. So I don't know, but it's been fun. Oh, I'm really sore.
I was going to say, if you're looking for like a really like low rep, well, it's kind of high rep, but there's no weight, do the Rosie Graham challenge. Like, I feel like that set me up for better results when I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did that one, it's like they're like 30-minute videos.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Like, me and my mom did that together. I feel like workout videos are like easier when you have someone to do it with, like the challenges, because you hold each other accountable. But I did it with my mom, and that was crazy. Like, I stopped doing it, so like I feel like I keep saying like, but that's where like all my abs came from, was from the Rosie Graham challenge. Like, I just compared a video of me in February to now.
Oh, I saw this. You post this on your private, right?
And I was like,
it was a big difference.
I didn't know that I had that big of a difference, because the scale says the same weight. And but the Rosie Graham challenge had a lot to do with like shedding like inches off my waist and my stomach. But another thing, TikTok taught me this, was when you're working out, you're only allowed to think about 3 things, which is, of course, I forgot the 3 things.
Oh, my God. Delaney.
Wait.
No. I don't think I'm going to say the same thing as you, but I have something to tell you, and I feel like it's going to, like, change your life.
Really?
You go first. You go first.
Okay, so this girl, she's like, how I lost weight was I went on walks every single day, and I'm only allowed to think about 3 things. One is what I'm grateful for. 2 is my manifestations, and 3 is how hot I am. So I'm like, every time like I'm on the treadmill, that's all I think about. Well, I just really think about like how
very similar like is what I'm gonna tell you. What I was gonna say.
I just manifest while I walk.
Yeah.
Cause like I just. I probably look crazy because, like, I feel like my eyes are, like, cross-eyed because I'm just, like, disassociated from reality.
Yeah.
And I just, like, manifest and visualize, and I just walk. And then the time goes by like that. And I listen to, like, I listen to Britney Spears when I work out because she just, like, has a, like, hot girl mentality. So I'm like, yes, like, future. It's amazing. But, yeah, I feel like that really changed how I work out.
Oh, my God. I'm really glad you brought that up. Because I was doing a similar thing, like how I said this past week that I was just doing treadmill. I was doing a similar thing. But I don't know. I feel like because, like, I feel like beginning of quarantine or just, like, this past year, if I, like, had a thought, I would remember to tell you. Or, like, if I tried something, I would remember to tell you. And nowadays, I just forget. Like, I just do it and I don't even think about it, you know?
Yeah,
it's okay. I feel, so I'm like, like, back in the day, I would have 100% told you this right away. But
yeah,
I'll walk, right? And then I would run. And I would put on Just Like Magic and my big beats. Mm-hmm. And I would, like, blast it.
Just over and over again.
I would do it 10 times. And I would just run the whole time, like, right?
Yeah.
And I know I look crazy, too. Because I'm, like, this, like, head down, like, running. Like,
eyes down.
Yeah. And I'm, like, making a music video, but, like, half manifesting. Mm-hmm. For, like, NYC life, basically.
Yeah.
But basically, just manifesting. But I would do it to that song. Oh, no. We got disconnected. I'm calling her back.
Wait.
She probably stopped recording. She stopped recording. Did you keep recording? No, I keep recording.
Yeah, I'm still recording. Okay, good. Wait. What just happened?
I think when we touch headphones, it disconnects.
Oh my god, all I was trying to do was turn it up. Okay.
I know. I've done that before in the past.
Okay. Are we gonna edit this part out?
No, I was gonna keep it. Because I was like, oh no, she hung up.
Basically our call ended.
Yeah. But we're good. We're back.
Okay.
But
so
yeah,
just
basically
like
just
three times.
Yeah. And whatever. Like, I don't know, it was fun. And then I mean, I guess this is kind of manifesting, but, like, I don't want this to manifest. So, like, in my mind when I'm doing it, I'm not thinking about manifesting. But I would, like, make my music videos in my head while on the treadmill because I feel like it would, like, pass the time. And my newest one is Heartbreak Anniversary, right?
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say who it's going to be because he's going to be my husband one day. But Delaney knows.
Oh, wait. It's Frozen. Hold on.
Go. Can you hear
See
me?
You guys. Yeah, I can hear you now. You're not going to say who it's going to be, but...
But you know. And I'm not manifesting because Heartbreak Anniversary, my music videos, as if we broke up. But basically...
Okay.
I'm in the bed. I wake up. I'm, like, getting ready, but, like, I'm seeing his ghost, like, in New Moon.
Okay.
And then I, like, turn the corner, right, like, out of my, like, apartment. And, like, I, like, go to, like, Central Park. And I'm, like, sitting on the bench, like, reading. And then, like, I turn, like, me and him are, like, walking by, like, doing our old couple
like
stuff.
Like a memory.
Yeah. And, like, I've been doing that. That's kind of sad, but, like, it's fun. But then the Just Like Magic, I'm, like, obsessed with that video because I feel like my mind, I can't just, like, make a new one. Like, I have to keep working on what I already have.
Yeah, same.
So, like, for Just Like Magic, it's, like, you know, wake up, and then I, like, look in the mirror, and I, like, tap it, and, like, I transform into whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I, like, I'm walking blocks, and every time I turn the block, it's, like, a different scenario. So, like, I turn the block, and I walk onto a red carpet. Then I turn the block, and, like, I'm in a bridal shop. Then I turn the, like, I don't know. Oh, I just, it's just so fun. I want these to come to life. Yeah.
Okay.
And they could come to life, but, like, it would be a copyright situation because, like, it's not like she's going to be like, yeah, you could star in my song, in my music video. You know what I mean?
With your characters, your...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Decisions, all that.
But one
day... I love making music videos.
I know. It's
but
so fun.
I don't
fun.
Do it at the... I need... Well, I do it at the gym, but it's, like, they're not things I want to manifest, really. It's really just, like...
Just fun.
I don't know. I have a music video where, this is so weird, I can't believe I'm sharing this, but it's, all my Dua Lipa songs, or all the Dua Lipa songs, I have a music video where I'm at a party at Banneker, and it comes on. Dua Lipa would never come
they
on.
They would never play
party.
That. Yeah.
But I'm a ballroom dancer, so... Me and just someone, I don't really have, like, a preference in partner, but we are also, we're ballroom dance partners, and we have, like, this amazing routine to Dua Lipa's, like, Levitating or Don't Start Now.
Oh, my God, we all, like, back
wow,
up.
Wow, look at him.
We're all like, whoa.
We're like dancing, like, quick feet. He's, like, throwing me in the air, and, like, that's my music video. I don't know why.
That's kind of, really... no, but that's fun. I like that it's at Banneker.
It would never happen. Huh?
Oh my God. We just got disconnected again, guys. I'm calling her back.
Why does it keep ending? Oh my gosh. It's making me mad. I literally, it's falling out of my ear. I have to fix it.
Maybe touch like the bottom.
I thought that's literally what I did. And it was like, bye. It doesn't even hang up. It doesn't even give me a notification that we hung up. It just goes away.
I'm, like, nervous to touch mine. I don't want to hang up.
Yeah, but. I guess if it falls out, it falls out.
But yeah, that's really fun, Delaine. I like that music video idea.
Thanks. Oh, back to the working out. I had one point that I wanted to add.
Okay.
I'll just share a little bit of my story. So basically, I've been the same weight since I was like 17 years old. Mm-hmm. But like my body has looked completely different like each year of my life. Mm-hmm. But it's like always the same number. So I think it's important that when you like start a workout journey, not to check the scale.
Yeah, I don't own a scale.
Like, muscles are heavy. Like, you can be a size 2 and still weigh, like, 150 pounds. Because yeah. Muscles are heavy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just wanted to share that. So, yeah. My little pocket of peace.
Oh, my God, I love Nabella. Do you like her videos?
I have no idea who that is. I just... heard that you quote
just,
before.
You just came up a pocket of peace. That's Nabella on TikTok. She's like, welcome to my daily pocket of peace. And her videos are like really aesthetic.
Do you know, what's her name? I think her name's Nikki. And she's like, here's my affirmation of the day.
And no, like, I don't know her.
And she does the tarot cards. And she'll pull a card and she'll be like... You don't need him in your life. Like, but it's like really good like affirmations. I'm gonna send you her account. She's really good.
Yeah, I feel like I always see people on my For You page, but I always go to follow them, but then once I follow them, they don't come up on my For You page anymore. So yeah. I'm almost like I should just unfollow everyone because then you'll come up on my For You page. Like I never see anyone that I actually like, and it's very rare that I actually go over to the following part unless I do it accidentally. Yeah.
I never go to if I follow you, trust me, I'm not seeing your videos. Like,
yeah, I don't. I'm like, what's the point of doing that though? TikTok, like, why would you do that?
Yeah, they should just morph them into one because I doubt anyone actually scrolls through the following.
Yeah,
if you do, you're a real one. But yeah, I don't.
Sometimes when like TikTok's dry, I like go to my likes and I like scroll through my likes and then I'll get so far down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my likes.
I need to scroll back to the beginning, like to see. What I thought was funny when I first started TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, there'll be, like, some videos that I'll think of, but I have no idea where it is in my likes.
Yeah.
So I can't go back and find it.
I used to be a TikTok hater, and I remember you were a lover. And I downloaded it one time in the caf, and I was, like, scrolling through it, and I was like, this is so dumb. But now I'm, like, obsessed with it. I can't get off of it.
It was, like... That was, like, I don't even remember when I got TikTok. I think it was, like, November.
I was going to say, it was, like, November that you told me to download it.
Yeah. I wasn't obsessed with it then. Now it's, like,
you were just like
a YouTube video.
No, I know. I have such a short attention span. And TikToks are so funny. Like, I'm, like, how are people this funny?
Yeah.
Like, where do you come up with this? Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Even, like the comment section.
Yes, the comment section is so funny.
Like, how did you guys get to this?
I know. I'm currently on Gabby Hanna Hate TikTok, and I don't know how I got to it. But people are just so mean to her. They keep roasting her. It is so funny.
She needs some, like... And that's what they do. They gaslight and manipulate you. Bring the table. Yeah. You'll get yours.
No. When she like, tried to make, like, her... a sound, but like she did it intentionally. She was like, I got something to tell you. I am not taking your shit anymore.
Oh my God. I've never seen that before.
If I can find it, I will send it to you. And she did like a mirror picture. And like she was literally just trying to make her thing a sound. And like the only people that are like making it sounds are people making fun of her. Like, no. You don't just make a sound intentionally.
I literally get secondhand embarrassment from, like, you just telling me about it. Or, like, she's like, I could get with your boyfriend and your parents or something like that. It's like, did she post a picture of her naked? Like, Gabby, please.
That is so funny. But, yeah, TikTok's a funny place. I love it.
I love it, too.
It's so funny.
You guys should follow me on TikTok because...
I was just going to say to go follow Delaine on TikTok. She posts a lot.
I'm... almost at 1K. Road to
1K. Oh my God,
really?
Yeah!
Not almost.
Wait, what is the creator fund? Like, how much do you have to have?
probably, like, 300K they probably ask, or maybe more. I don't know.
God,
I
haven't researched. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I did not think it was gonna be that much.
I don't. It probably just depends on your views to follower ratio.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I have to look into it. But I don't think they'll be reaching out anytime soon with me.
I mean, you never know.
You can have a video get
50 million views, and then you get, like, 1 mil followers from it.
But it's crazy, like, the people who follow me, like, I mean, a lot of, it's probably obvious that a lot of, like, there's a lot of bot accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of bot accounts have been following me recently, so I'm like, TikTok, you trying to help me out a little bit? Like,
they are. They're trying to boost your account.
Thanks.
No props.
Because, honestly, they were looking at, like, a long time ago when Charli D'Amelio was about to hit a billion or whatever. It was like, how does she have that many followers but no one ever sees her on the For You page? Like,
mm-hmm.
TikTok definitely creates accounts to follow her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, can y'all do that for me, too? Like, I would love to be famous for nothing. Like,
they probably, like, the people who are, you know, like, getting traction for their app, you know, they probably are, like, pushing them to do well.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we name this podcast?
Oh, my God. Talk, honestly. What?
Oh, no, never mind. I was trying to come up with, like, a cute, like, books, boys, and blah, 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 blah. But, like, that doesn't actually rhyme.
We
didn't talk about boys. No, we didn't talk about boys.
I was gonna say, did we?
Boys... Books? Butts?
No. Not book boys. Books?
Books. It has to be like
bodies.
A B, right? Books, bodies.
And
something about TikTok.
Bots.
Yeah!
Is that good? Is that the title?
Books, body, and bots.
Bodies and bots. Okay, so if you made it this far on the podcast, and you know why the title is that.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Books, okay. So I can remember. Books. Bodies and bots. All right, got it.
All right. Is that the last thing we were going to talk about?
I guess. I mean, do you have anything else to say?
No.
Yeah, me either. So I guess it's the end.
I have to go to work today, so I'm just going to sit in my room and cry until then.
Wow. Well, I wish you good luck.
Excuse me.
All right, guys, well, that's where we're gonna end this off, on Delaine's burp. And excuse me.
That was so embarrassing. I'm sorry, guys, but that's just who I am.
It's okay.
Thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.